Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, the podcast where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your handicapped host, James Cox, and I have another guest. She's back for the second time. I don't think I talked to her in like 2 or 3 years, but that's okay. We got her right now. So today on When Words Fail Music Speaks, we are welcome back again, artist, speaker, and a voice of transformation whose message has inspired people around the world. From overcoming tragedy to using music as an affirmation as tools, and for healing and empowerment. Michelle Blood continues to remind people that even in the darkest moments can become fuel for purpose. Michelle, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Great, James. Lovely to see you again. Hi, everybody. We're matching our oranges today.
That's right. Yeah, because before we got on here, she noticed my orange chair. I'm fascinated with orange. And luckily, she has some orange roses. I don't think I've ever seen orange roses before. That must be like a rare thing, right?
No, not anymore. No, okay. You can. I've got them in my garden, and
Okay. Well, I just need to get out more, right?
They're not as common as pink or red or white, but But I love them.
I've actually seen black roses, but I think that's very rare too, you know. So
I've never seen a black rose.
Okay. So first of all, how are you doing?
Fantastic, thank you, James. Sure. You?
I'm doing good. Yeah, because I always ask the question, because here on When Words Fail, we always care about our artists, you know. So I do ask them, how are they mentally and physically, you know. So, I mean, you're looking great right now.
Great. Awesome.
Great. Yes.
Traveling at the speed of fabulosity.
Yes, which is perfect. Yeah. So we talked to you about a few years ago, and I can't remember when or which month, but, from then till now, I mean, you must be on the road constantly still, right? You know?
I must be what, sorry?
Constantly on the road doing...
Not on the road that much anymore. I mean, I do events every weekend. Some of them are live in person, some of them are via Zoom, but I do a lot of events, yeah. Oh, but we just did like a two-and-a-half-day one in La Jolla last month, which was wonderful because people flew in from all over. And it's wonderful to have your tribe, your students, your friends, your family, whatever you want to call them, all together in the same place. It's magical.
Yeah, it's very magical. So, Michelle, when people say that music has healed them, do you think music actually heals us, or does it give us permission to finally feel what we've been suppressing all along?
Well, I'm living proof that music heals you because it healed me.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
100%, absolutely, not one doubt. And I've seen it happen to millions of people all over the world. And it is the most magical thing, particularly when you've got, like with my music, the positive affirmation lyrics. What I find, as long as I write my music in a major key and not a minor, sometimes there's a minor chord somewhere, but mainly the chorus is a major, because that uplifts you and makes you feel more positive. And then if you've got a fun melody with positive lyrics to go with it, it feeds your subconscious mind all these positive new thoughts. And you cannot get a positive jingle out of your head, which is why advertising agencies spend billions a year on jingles, because they know, they're smart. Once you've got that song in your head, you can't get rid of it, even if you don't like Toyotas.
All right. I love Toyotas, yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't. Okay, so you have two albums that you sent me kindly, and I thank you for that. So we got one album that's called Powerful Affirmation Songs to Harmonize Your Life, and then we got Songs for Success, you know.
Yeah, I've got a lot of albums. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it, which is great, you know. Cause,
yeah,
cause
for different. For different genres, for little babies, for children.
Yeah. Because right now on Apple Music, you can stream Creating a New Brighter Childhood. It's a 12-minute song. So they're affirmations. They're not full songs, right?
Well, no, they're full songs. Some of the back in the earlier days when I first started writing the affirmation songs, it was just for my healing. So they were very short and sweet, but the affirmation song would still go for about 3 to 4 minutes. And then I started writing the affirmation songs more like a traditional song, chorus, verse, bridge, guitar solo, et cetera, but still all with a positive message, absolutely. So it's a combination. A combination of just the affirmation pop songs just repeated over and over, which is really, it may not be as entertaining, but it's definitely what goes into your subconscious mind. You can't get rid of that. You want to be having a song that says, I am healed, I know I am, I love myself, I am my friend, or about synergy, being in synergy, or about success, about love, I am love, divine love, all these positive things that fill your mind and create such a great vibration in the cells of your being, because every cell of our being is consciousness,
right?
And musical.
Yeah. Well, the two songs that I love the most is "The Hands of God" and "Success." You know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love those two songs. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, so with you writing these songs, these affirmation songs, I kind of want to say you've been through all of these situations. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what to say with these affirmation songs.
Okay.
So these are your own personal things. You just wanted to get them out in the universe for other people to actually, you know, own and, you know, live up to, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Bob Proctor, the late and great Bob Proctor, he wrote, I think, about 8 songs with me. I mean, he would fax me from Canada. Fax. It's so funny.
We don't
That's how long ago it was.
Right.
He would fax me lyrics, and I would make a melody and write the music for them. And he loved doing it because when he first saw me doing the affirmations on stage, he couldn't believe it. He said, we all teach about affirmations all of the time, but no one's ever done it to pop music before because they hadn't. So when he first saw the audience reaction and how I'd get them up on stage dancing and singing, he just thought it was amazing. And I ended up working with him and running his business from Kuala Lumpur.
So,
it's very powerful. And that Dr. Chopra is the one who said to me, you know, why don't you write one for little babies, for children? And so I wrote self-esteem songs for kids.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah. For people who don't believe in affirmations, you know, because you got some non-believers. You got non-believers every sort of thing, you know. Could you tell our listeners that how affirmations really, really get in your brain and really motivate you, you know, because I want to bring joy in life to other people who don't believe in affirmations, and affirmation does really help. You know, I just wanted for you to share your kind words with this.
Well, I love that question because, James, back in the day when I was attempting to explain to people how much they worked, I ended up saying, just sing along with me. Just listen to them and you'll see the difference within your life and what you start attracting into your life, not just healing of your body, but healing of your consciousness. But now neuroscience has proven 100% that positive thoughts, when they go into your consciousness and they're actually planted, particularly with music, because it goes, you don't have to have a doubting mind. With music, your doubting mind can't say, I don't believe you, I'm not going to do this affirmation, because of the fact that you're just listening to it. It's just going straight into your subconscious mind without you having to emotionalize it. Affirmations, if you don't sort of emotionalize them, start believing them, they can go out back into the universe. They go out of the short-term memory. They never get planted into the subconscious mind. But neuroscience has proven that if you do it with music, and all the studies are there. I've put all the studies from John Hopkins, from Berkeley. So if someone is a disbeliever, read the science. Don't right. believe me or yeah. James. Read the science. It's been proven. Because what happens is we think in pictures. Everyone thinks in thoughts, in feeling, with pictures. And so that's why visualization is so powerful combined with the affirmations. So it's so important to know that when you have a positive thought go into your mind and it just plants itself there, that's a new thought which counteracts a negative thought. So the more positive affirmations you have, you whatever you think about, you end up creating in your life. You manifest that in your life. People don't think manifestation's real, but every moment of your life, you're manifesting what you don't want or what you do want. It's just a plain fact. And that's why the first affirmation that was done by the French scientist, she did this affirmation, every day I'm getting better and better. Mm-hmm. That was the first affirmation 200 and something years ago. And people, she would just tell her patients in French at the time, of course, because she's French, to just say, every day I am getting better and better. But I always like to add, every day in every divine right way, my life is becoming better and better. I am better and better. You can say any sort of words you like, but that was proven. She had thousands of cases of people that became healed through that one first little affirmation that she discovered. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it works truly, because I have friends that listen to like an affirmation tape every day, and life was a lot better than it was the day before. Yeah, so they do really work, y'all. You know,
so they really do. Yeah, yeah. And we've got since I saw you last, we've got lots of apps now with the affirmation music, with the Magnet to Money app, with the affirmation. We've got the True Prayer app, which has got all. It's got hundreds of prayers and affirmations and morning meditations. And Affirmation Power has got hundreds of affirmations and songs. That's free. We've got just lots and lots of apps which have got all the meditations, the guided meditations, the songs and prayers and visualization. Manifestation Video Book app has got all the visuals. Mm-hmm. With me talking about what that chapter's about. And then at the end of each one is a music video.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love music videos.
With a positive affirmation. I'll make sure that Trevor sends that one to you.
Okay, yeah.
You'll love it. I know you will.
Because my next question is, since our last conversation, what have you been up to? But you've been doing, like, creating a lot of apps and songs and, man, I just love you for keeping busy, you know, all the time and inspiring people, you know.
Yeah, I've written two new books as well.
Two new books. All right. Yeah. A lot of stuff, a lot of cool stuff, you know. So, yeah.
I can't stop myself.
No, because I never like being bored either. So, I try not to be bored, you know. So,
But what you're doing, of course, you're enthusiastic about it because you're bringing about tools with positive music that help so quickly and so powerfully. Music does make the world go around. So I thank you, James, for doing this amazing podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So there are some songs, though, that bring me to tears, you know, and I'm sure some songs bring you to tears, you know. So, but do you know why songs break us emotionally like that? And if so, affirmation songs works the same way, you know, depending on what's going on in life, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got the blues or you're in mourning or something, I think it's really good to listen to some traditional Mozart. Mozart's so beautiful, or Beethoven, because it moves your emotions. And I think it's really good for people to remember it's not about being up and positive and hip hard every 5 minutes. It's about keeping your heart open.
Yeah.
When you can keep your heart open, well, then you can see possibilities for yourself and others, and you can love more deeply. You can have deeper compassion for others and not want other people to be suffering. So there is certain music that will bring you to tears because it just emotionalizes you in ways that you don't even understand consciously. But that's good, because it's good to be able to weep and to feel everything, not in a negative way, but just to keep your heart open. People don't understand how important it is to have an open heart so you can feel love for yourself and for the world and for everyone else.
Exactly. Yeah, that's beautiful. Speaking of having the heart open, which I honestly make encourage everyone to do, there are moments in songs where when you hear the lyrics, it's so scary. It's like it's emotional enough for it to be true, too true. Have you experienced any song that scared you because it's so true to home for you?
Yeah, I wrote a song called Mere Dust.
Okay.
Long, long time ago. And there was, I think I discussed this with you last time, there was a teenage girl who tried to commit suicide after hearing it.
Oh, no.
Because it was about being mere dust without your baby. I'm lost, going crazy. You know, just some, you know, it was just a thing in my life. I don't even remember the name of the guy that I wrote the song about now.
Right, yeah.
And I made a decision that, and this is before my car accident, truck accident, yeah. I made a decision to not write any negative lyrics ever again. It freaked me out.
Yeah, because when you write, when any artist write lyrics, you know, it goes in the ether and everybody's ear, and they perceive it one way, and you could perceive it a whole different way. You know, you write it like as is, and then somebody will take that and revamp it to their vision. You know, so yeah. It's always a hard thing to write. You know, to so many people about the feelings, because you never know what that somebody will take your words and twist it around to their vision, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And also, when you have had a lot of people listen to a particular song that's really sad, you actually take on the vibration of all the people that have listened to that song, because it's in there. Everything creates a new energy, a new vibration. So the more people that listen to a positive song and felt good about it, you actually take on those positive vibrations as well. It's fascinating because everything is energy, everything. Everything is absolutely pure consciousness, pure energy. And, you know, you can walk into a room and feel really good in the room. It's like, wow. What's been going on here?
Right.
Maybe there was a wedding or something happy happened there. And you can also walk into a room that looks exactly the same and feel like, whoa, what's been going on here? Maybe people were shouting or fighting or something, because we all are sensitive creatures and we can all feel the vibration of others, even if they've left the room.
Yeah.
Good to remember.
It is. Yeah. So. With your music, it's very, very powerful. So I want to ask you this, you know. Do you think there's a difference between inspirational music and healing music? And if so, what would your music fall under? Because I think it's one and the same, but I want to get your thoughts about it.
Well, I have songs that are about healing and divine love that are slower, sort of more ballady. Mm-hmm. And they're the songs to really recalibrate somebody's body and emotion to start feeling more open about love and about healing, and that all things are possible. And I've also got genres where it's all about success and being a magnet to money and positivity, that it's there not just to inspire but to feed new thoughts of positivity, you know. And then there's a song that I wrote with Bob Proctor called Communication, which is a beautiful ballad about how we're all connected together. And I can play any of them today if you'd like me to.
Sure. Why don't we play some music, you know, from your list? Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, I'm going to play some of this. This is one I wrote with Bob Proctor called Synergy. It's more 80s disco, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Yes, ma'am.
Begins to sizzle and a new voice has begun. It's energy, red hot energy, positive energy built into synergy. It's synergy, red hot energy, positive energy grows into synergy. Join together.
I love it.
I love this bit.
You're judged from head to toe with synergy, red hot energy.
Now I'll play a bit of a slower one for you. This is Communication, more of a ballady type to remind people that it's not really what they say, it's what they feel for communication.
The whole universe is related.
It is related.
It is, yeah.
All in the same family. Vibration makes nature a part of you. And you with nature a part of me. A part of me. Vibration must come together before it gets. And begin to communicate. Let's begin to communicate.
I love those songs because those are completely opposite from each other, but they're so needed in life today, you know.
Yeah, it's just a message to remember that vibration tells the story. That's how we communicate. So someone, you can always feel, people, you know it. If someone says, oh, I love you, you look really great today, and you can feel that they're absolutely lying to you.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And like,
you're not telling me the truth, yeah.
It's like, oh, do you like my new book? Oh, it's interesting.
Oh, it's a good book, yeah. Like, you never read it at all, you know. Yeah.
Vibration tells the story.
Right, exactly, yeah. Energy is really, really, really powerful, you know. And I love the 80s. Who doesn't love the 80s music, you know?
Oh, I love the 80s music. 70s and 80s.
Yes, well.
Very, very positive music. I love the disco era. It's KC and the Sunshine Band. You can't put on that music and not feel like happiness.
Yeah.
And what about James Brown? He wrote the best affirmation song ever. I feel good, and I knew that I would.
That is an affirmation. I never realized that until now. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, it's even more than an affirmation because it's like, I feel good, but I knew that I would. I'm like, thank you, St. James.
Yeah, right, right.
Get down, get up.
Right, get down. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so my next question was going to be, you know, what kind of music do you think the world needs right now? But I think, and you, I know you think so too, it's the world needs to hear more affirmation music. you know, like yours, like James Brown, like we just discovered, because I have no idea that was an affirmation song. So yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, well, I like to get on the treadmill, and I've got one of those Alexa things from Amazon, and I'll just say, Alexa, put on 70s disco. And there'll be all the old songs from the 70s, and it's all disco, and you can just dance, and it just feels so great. All my music's on Amazon Alexa too. If
okay,
anyone wants to
nice. Yeah, I'll post it below in the description. But
yeah, just play Michelle Blood, and I'll just play my songs.
Hey, Alexa, I don't have Alexa, so I have a Siri, but not a Alexa, which I guess that's the same thing. You know, they're all linked up to each other.
Yeah.
But so when I can find I want to get your thoughts on this, okay? When I can find anything else work for me, you know, therapists talking to friends, mother, father, you know, those didn't help me, but music helped me get through the toughest times, you know. So, what are your thoughts about, like, how can music reveal truth about ourselves faster than if we talk to somebody?
Absolutely. But I think talking to somebody helps too.
Well, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But the problem is, I think you've got to make sure that who you're speaking to about deeper things is probably best off being a therapist than your brother or your sister.
Exactly, yeah.
Because people that think they know us because they've known us forever tend to keep a pattern in their mind of who they think we are. And when we want to change and get into higher vibration and higher thinking, we've got to be able to speak to someone who's not judging or who doesn't know us, because then you can not be judged. Because family is tricky. I love my family, but family can be tricky because they think they know you. But how can you change if someone is putting you in a pattern, they're putting you in a box, that's who James is, that's who Michelle is, when it's not anymore? And so they can sort of keep you in that box. So that's when you feel like you want to run for your life to freedom, when people are putting you in a box and they may not even think it, say it, but they think it, and you feel the vibration of it. Right. Anyway.
Yeah, because vibrations are very attractive sometimes, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But your vibration is gorgeous.
You think so? Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. Absolutely. Yummy. Kiss. Because it's like kiss. Keep it simple and spiritual.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, so thank you very much for saying that to me. So let's see here. What currently inspires your creativity now as opposed to back then? You know.
Well, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, teaching people, praying for others. We've just finished, like I said, the True Prayer app. TruePrayerApp.com, and it's not praying like you would think normally. I've done hundreds and hundreds of prayers for all different categories, with affirmations including, like, self-esteem. If you're having lack of self-esteem, you listen to that. And I was talking to a lady this morning who said she listens to just that one category every day, because she said, I always thought I loved myself, and I realized I really didn't. I was putting a facade up, and that I did have lack of self-esteem. And there's another prayer category about self-sabotage and how to stop that self-sabotage. Prayers for everyone. Prayers for mourning, even mourning your pets, along with affirmations, and, you know, hundreds of different categories, even about people that are jealous of you, or if you've got jealousy within you, everything you can imagine. So that's what I'm really into right now, because I absolutely love that people from all over the globe are listening to the, it's a book as well. It's, you can get it as a book, and then you just open to any page you want of that book. And as I said earlier, James, we had an event recently in La Jolla, and everyone had the book, and each person, this was an amazing experience. Each person, okay, what do I need to know the most? They opened the book, and they'd start reading out the prayer, And nearly every one of them broke down because they couldn't believe it, in joy, in absolute shock, because every single person who opened the prayer, it was absolutely what they needed to hear in that moment. So it was fascinating how that happened. And it's also got morning meditations, just between 4 to 7 minutes of just listening. So you can start your day focusing on a specific topic, and you keep that topic in your mind all day, that positive topic. Like today you're going to make people smile.
There we go.
Wherever you go, you're just going to make them laugh. I don't care what you have to do it. Fart. I don't care. Bring a whoopee cushion.
Yeah. Right. Not everywhere. Well, I guess you're going to bring wherever you go, you know. But let me ask you this real fast. After you write an affirmation song, as soon as you finish that last word, that last pen stroke, right? Does your soul feel like an insurmountable joy of peace, to where you could say, people will really, you know, find this helpful, you know? Or is it some kind of emotion that you can't, you know, put into words?
It depends on the song.
Okay.
I wrote this song called We've Found Love, and it was about me finding the divine. It wasn't about me and romantic. I mean, it's played all the time on YouTube by people on Valentine's Day. So many people have listened to it because they think it's a Valentine's Day song, called We Found Love. But I wrote it about my experience of me and the divine, the universe, my soul, because I had this epiphany where I realized, wow, I've been looking for God or spirit or whatever, and it's here. It's here. It's me.
Yeah.
I have it already. And I wrote it in about 6 minutes, the melody, everything. Went into a studio the next day with a couple of different musicians and recorded it. And, yeah, just every time I sing it live, I cry because so beautiful, the vibration behind it. So it's a high, like a high vibration. You're out of yourself because you know your spirit wrote that song. You know it wasn't logical. It wasn't anything except love. And when I wrote Divine Love, that song too, it was because I was feeling that divine love, and it came out of me in a song. And so, you know, after I finished writing that too, because when it just pours through you like that, and trust me, back in the day when I first started writing songs, it wasn't like that. I had to, any songwriters out there, if you're new to songwriting, you must do it every day to get better, because my first lot of songs were lousy, man.
They were dreadful. Over, right? Yeah, yeah.
They were dreadful. I never let anyone listen to them. But you've got to write all the time, because then inspiration comes to you then, because you're experienced at writing. And it is, it's an art form. I was very blessed that I worked with one of the songwriters who wrote Love Is in the Air, Ian Miller. And I worked with him for years, and we wrote lots and lots of songs together. And he taught me the structure and how to really write. So I always say, with all of my heart, thanking him for assisting me with writing songs. But anyway, it's an art form, but once you get good at it, then you can be open for inspiration to just come through you.
Yeah.
And like Mick Jagger, actually, he's the one who taught me that you've got to sing your song down immediately, because otherwise you'll never remember it. He woke up in the middle of the night, I can't get no satisfaction. Oh, I don't know if that's a good song or not.
Yeah.
And then he said, I made myself sing it anyway.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, I listened back and I went straight over to Keith Richards' house, and we wrote it in like 3 minutes. Yeah. And if he hadn't sung it onto the little cassette, which is what I still do, he said, we wouldn't have that song.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because I have moments in life where I can't remember my dreams. So, the number one thing that any artist can do, can get is a recorder, you know.
Yes.
Just like you wake up in the middle of the night, sing it, and then go back. Because you never know if that song's going to be top one, top two. You know, I mean, So.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And I think the thing is, for new musicians too, don't listen to what critics or the record companies or anything like that say,
no.
Because they will. They're the suits. That's what us musos call them, the suits.
The suits,
and,
yeah.
And they don't know what they're talking about.
No. Because they're not you. You know, they're ones writing the music, you know?
Yeah. You know in your gut when a song is really good or not. You feel it. Yeah. And they just look at what's popular right now and maybe you should write songs like that.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette, if you ever want to watch a great documentary about songwriting, if you watch, there's a documentary with Alanis Morissette, and she tells the story about how when she was first in the, you know, first got a record, they tried to make her into like this pop bubblegum singer.
Yeah.
And then she went to LA and she went through all these things and breakups with guys and everything. She finally found a songwriter who got her, who allowed her to get all her emotions out in her music. And, you know, The Little Pill or whatever it was called, that album, I mean, everyone knows that the songwriting with Alanis Morissette was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it's perfect, yeah.
Ironic.
Yeah, ironically, right, yeah. Yeah, because she wrote one song about her boyfriend, Dave Coulier, you know, the Bauhaus guy, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, she ended up saying who it was about, did she?
She did, finally, years afterwards, you know, yeah. So it was about Joey from Full House, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, it was like that lady who sang You're So Vain. And
Carly Simon, yeah.
Carly Simon, finally, she's finally said, yeah, it was about Warren Beatty.
Oh, okay, Warren Beatty. Yeah, well, yeah, that's awesome. All right. I'm going to play, like, a quick game with you, and I hope that you'll like
yeah.
it. It's called the lightning. Guys. I don't think I played this with you before. It's called lightning round, and I'm gonna ask you something, and you can say one word, one sentence, whatever you want. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cool. One word that describes music to you.
Magic.
I love it. What emotion do you think people hide the most?
Love.
Okay. A song that instantly changes your mood.
A song that instantly changes my mood. Oh, yeah. Goodness me. There's so many.
I know. There's so many good ones in there.
I'm just going to say Shake Your Booty.
Perfect. Yes.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah. What heals faster, time or music?
Music.
Music all the way. Yes. What's more powerful, lyrics or melody?
Both.
Perfect. What scares people more, silence or honesty?
Oh, my goodness. I think honesty.
Yes. Yes. I'm not very scared during silence, you know. Sometimes I prefer to
say. I love silence.
Me too. You know,
meditation. Thank you very much. Shut up, everybody.
Yes. All right. Go to bed, people. Yeah. Yeah. What's one thing success never fixed?
One thing success never fixed?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think success fixes anything.
Yeah.
You
could say everything. Everything, because,
I don't know the answer to that.
That's a hard one.
I don't think success is a fixer or an end of any journey. That's why. Like it's bigger. It's bigger than the word. It's if it's real success and you've actually accomplished something, I know it's not a quick answer, if it's something you've actually accomplished that maybe you found it hard to begin, I think it gives you contentment. And inner self-confidence. So it does give you that if it's not about what other people think of your success, but what you think. of your success.
Nice, yeah. Okay, so here's another one. Earlier you said you cried while singing the song later on in life. Yeah. But have you cried while writing a song?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you know which one?
Yeah, We Found Love, Divine Love, and I Am Love. Yeah. Definitely, I cried, but in a
good way.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah. What emotion creates the best art?
Oh, love.
Love, perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
A lyric you wish you had written.
Oh, my goodness. Shake Your Booty.
Shake in the cup or shake your boot. Right, yeah, dude. All right. Yeah, so last one, and then we'll move right along. What's heavier, regret or heartbreak?
Oh, I think regret.
Okay.
I don't think anyone should regret anything. If you're regretting anything, release it from your mind immediately, because that's no way to live.
There you go. There you go.
Forgive yourself, whatever it was.
Right, yeah.
And say yes next time instead of no.
Yes, yes, yes. Be a yes man.
Yes,
not a no man, right? Yeah.
Right. Like the Jim Carrey movie.
Yes, exactly like the Jim Carrey. Exactly like the Jim Carrey. I love that movie to death.
So. Oh, me too.
So thank you for playing the lightning round. That was great. That was great. Yeah, so, all right.
It wasn't that lightning, though.
Oh, right. Well, it's just called lightning round.
It's a good lightning round. That's good questions. Yeah.
Thank you. So what message do you hope people will remember after hearing your affirmation songs?
Well, just that they'll feel better. You know, that they will just, it's not so much the message that it gives them, but that it actually inspires them to do better, feel better, whether it's from illness or they just lack self-confidence or they are afraid to start something they really, really want to start. It'll uplift their vibration. It really does quicken your frequency, your vibration. And once your frequency is up, your vibration's higher, you don't even realize you're smiling much more.
Right.
And you start seeing opportunities and ideas come to you that never did before. And before you know it, you start taking action. You don't procrastinate as much anymore, which is one of the biggest things that people regret, is they've procrastinated and they haven't taken action on a positive idea or an opportunity. And they've procrastinated instead of just going, yes, I can do it. I can do it.
Exactly. Agreed. I don't think I asked you this question before, so I'm going to ask you this time. It's a real fun question. It's going to be hard, but I think you can knock it out of the park. We're going to do like a Mount Rushmore of your four favorite bands of all time. They can be bands or singers. Who is your favorite four bands or singers of all time?
Oh, okay. Well, Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And Journey with Steve Perry.
Steve Perry.
Yeah. And, goodness me.
Yeah. There's a lot, right?
There's so many. You know, I love Sting. I love his songwriting. I love his voice. Love him. Prince. Okay, there you go.
Prince is great. Well, we got Prince, Sting. Who else did you say?
Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder and Steve Perry, yes.
Steve Perry, yeah.
Perfect four. All right.
And Sting, yeah.
Sting,
yeah.
So,
but Whitney Houston, as far as a voice is concerned, you know, and Cyndi Lauper, what a massive 4.5 octave range, Cyndi Lauper back in the day. Amazing voice. So I love Cyndi Lauper because I love a really good female singer. I love Cyndi Lauper and Whitney Houston. Amazing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned Whitney Houston, because I always think that she's like the best singer on earth, you know, to this day. You know, there's a lot of great singers, but I don't think anybody
her and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Because I remember first when I was in a cover band once, James, Very Superstitious, we were going to cover it. And I couldn't believe how easy he made it sound. And it really took me about 2 weeks to get it, to be able to sing it, to practice it, because there's so many runs in it, and it's a really hard song to sing, and he just makes it sound like effortless.
No, right.
And Elton John's like that. With Elton John songs, their songs, love his voice. There's songs that you would think he makes every song he sings sound effortless, and then if you try to sing one of his harder songs that you think is effortless, you're like, not. Oh, my God, the guy can sing.
You're right. Yeah. It's amazing what he can do, you know.
So. Yeah. Steve Perry, though. Oh,
my God. I love Steve Perry to death. Yeah.
Oh, that's another song that I used to cry during singing it, you know, Separate Ways. When Separate I was in a cover band, I used to sing Separate Ways, and I'd be crying by the end of it because it's such an emotional – because I just think of Steve Perry's voice when I was singing it, and it's just – it's a very emotional, incredible song, incredible songwriter, incredible voice. Anyway.
Cool. Well, I do love you here at Woodward Show, and we always want you to come back, you know, anytime. But before we leave you, or you leave us, we're going to give you a shout-out. Everybody can go to michelleblood.com. And she's on Facebook, Instagram, I guess it would be X now, you know, YouTube and LinkedIn. And you can go to her website. Once again, it's michelleblood.com. You can get some of her books. You can listen to her podcast, you know.
But you can get some free stuff just because you're a friend of James. Yeah. If you go to Michelle Blood, spot with one L, michelleblood.com/music speaks. You will get my Stop Thought audio program, which is 15 years of teaching people about meditation in simple ways, and Songs for Success album for free.
Nice. You can't beat that. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Thank you so much. Music Speaks. Let me see here. Music Speaks.
MichelleBlood.com /music speaks.
Got it. All right. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm going to blink that. Yep, there it is. Welcome, viewers, from the Windward Show Music Podcast. Yay!
Yeah, it's just for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I love you so much for that right now. But please come back anytime. And I don't want to, you know, I'm going to get you back before next year. I promise you that, you know. Cause
okay, I'll have some new music for you.
Yeah, everybody needs to hear your music, and I think that you bring the best out of all of us, you know.
James, I really love you. I think you're absolutely, like, delicious. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Your energy is delicious. That's the best adjective.
Right, yeah. That's a very good one, right? So thank you very much, okay? All right. And thank you. Yes, man, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode today. And always remember, we're Woodward Show Music Speaks. Bye, guys.